Welcome back to 12 Rules Every Single Dad Needs to Know. I'm Mark Ert, and I'm your host and also the guy who created these rules that I hope are helping you out. And so today I want to dive into two essential rules. One of them's got a good story with it. I think you're gonna think I'm crazy, but that's okay. I think you're gonna enjoy it. So grab your cup of coffee, cup of tea, whatever it is you want to grab to drink, and sit back and let's get going. Let's dive into this. So, all right. What if I told you I took a vacation? It was 12 hours away, $1,000 in my checking account, and four kids in the car because my daughter took a friend. And I went anyway. How crazy would you think I am? Pretty crazy, wouldn't you? Let's go ahead. I'll get to that one here in a minute, but let me get to rule number five, and it's this. Be a thermostat, not a thermometer. Now, what does that even mean when I say that? Well, I want you guys to get a picture for me. And maybe those of you who you're that dad and you're like, you know, mornings are maybe not your thing. And you're kind of like just hoping to get through the morning without your kids doing something terrible. But let's go ahead and dive into this picture. So picture this. You're in the middle of a chaotic morning. Your kid's cereal decided to take a trip to the ceiling. And the dog decided that he or she was going to help make the mess, but then also clean it up for you. Now, imagine that you're trying to find your shoes, your kid's shoes. You got one kid running around the house who doesn't want to put clothes on ever. What's your choice? What are you going to act like there? Are you going to be calm, cool, and collected? Or are you going to lose your mind? Whatever word you want to insert in there. Which one are you? Because that tells you whether you're the thermometer or a thermostat. Which one are you in that time? Well, I can tell you there's been times where I've definitely been a thermometer, which basically I walk into the room, all this chaos is going on, and I'm thinking this day is going to suck. And I just lose my cool. Maybe you've been there. But you can become a thermostat as well. And let me tell you how. So after that picture I just painted, which was actually what happened to me, and most mornings it felt like, I decided to get ahead of all this. I was so tired of trying to play catch up with my kids' behaviors all the time. And so I went to Hobby Lobby of all places, and I found this big, that's probably about a 3x8, something like that. A picture that says family rules. And I just read these rules. I'm like, that's exactly what I want in my house. That's it right there. And so this is why I decided I'm no longer going to go in and let a circumstance dictate whether the day is going to suck or not. I'm just going to hang it on the wall. And when the kids did something, I'd be like, read the family rules. And then if they read them, and they just kind of decide like, hey, okay, you know, and they apologize to each other. One of the rules was like, we hug each other. We tell each other we love each other. You know, there's a bunch of different ones. And like, I would just have them go and just, you know, give each other a hug and apologize. Or if there's a mess they made, they would just clean it up. And then there was my daughter who, what's the right word for her? Amazing, incredible, tons of leadership potential, but right now stubborn and a young teenager. I think she was 13 at the time, and we know that that's just the worst days imaginable. But anyway, she went and she wouldn't read the rules. She'd be like, I'm just going to go to my room. Okay. As long as you understand that you're taking care of that thermometer and you're changing that temperature of your room. Because no one wants to deal in chaos all the time. So instead of you being that thermometer, maybe go back and think about how you can become that thermostat, how you can change the temperature of that room just by adjusting a few things. Have a few rules. Like one of the things I would get on my kids about is the way they talk to each other. We don't talk to each other that way. We talk to each other with love and respect and kindness. It was hard, but that's how we did it. And now, before I finish that up, I want to get to the next part as rule number six, which is make time for the good stuff. So I told you in the beginning, like, how I was crazy and I took this vacation. So I was starting a business with a friend of mine, and we were just, this business just took forever to get going, dead broke. It was just not fun. I decided to take a vacation because one of the things, guys, rule number six, make time for the good stuff. Don't forget vacations. Don't forget taking time to go do things with your kids. Like, even if it's like close by. Well, I decided because I was broke, I was going to go 12 hours away, like I said before. And so as I'm driving there, I'm thinking the whole time, like, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay for this vacation? I had, you know, four kids in the car. I had $1,000 in my checking account. I'm going to this island, which $1,000 is nothing there. Like, how am I going to make it? And so I just decided I'm not going to let that dictate. I'm going to go on faith. I was like, okay, God, you've obviously provided everything for this vacation, provided us with a car to go, you know, the money, it was a paid for trip. I just needed to have money to pay for things while I was down there. Well, you know, I get down there and, you know, kind of watch my checking account start to shrink real fast after just a couple dinners. And day four, I get a telephone call from a guy who's an investor of ours and goes, hey, you know I forgot to do this, but I'm going to send you the 40 grand to invest in this property. And part of that 40 grand was to pay me and my business partner at the time. Vacation went awesome. It went awesome. It was a fantastic vacation. I saw a crocodile alligator that was gigantic. But other than that, it was a fantastic vacation. Because here's what it gets down to, guys. We can always look at our checking accounts and think that's how we have to live. Or we can, like, trust that the hard work that we're putting in and that our faith is going to carry us through into a better thing. I wouldn't recommend doing it that way. It's not the way I do it now. I have a fund set up to the side that I keep stuff in for vacations. But I would not recommend looking at your checking account and saying, like, this is how I have to live. Guys, make time for good stuff. Just make time for it. Take, like I said, take walks with your kids. Go to a sporting event they enjoy. Go hang out with them and, like, get coffee or pizza or whatever it is. Don't let checking accounts, don't let time, don't let any of that stuff dictate the good stuff to you. You go out and make it. So I know that that sounds crazy to some of you. And I know that some of you are thinking, like, there's no way I can do that. But guys, in these critical moments, when you're making a shift in your own life and making a shift in their life, don't be afraid to make tough choices. Don't be afraid to step out in faith and say, hey, listen, like, I think we're supposed to do this. God, I don't know. Where's the money? I need this. Because sometimes it has a way of showing up. And sometimes things go a way that you weren't expecting, but it turns out amazing. Like that vacation did for me. My kids, in fact, we go to the same place every year. And this last year we went, it was awesome. I mean, like, best vacation we ever had. Just so much fun. Just so much genuine conversation. So make time for the good stuff. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me. A couple things to recap with you. Number one, remember, dads, you could be a thermostat. Set the temperature. You don't have to be the thermometer that walks in and just be like, and then blows up. Control the chaos instead of letting it control you. And then make time for the good stuff. Create those moments that'll make you all laugh, bond, and that you'll remember for the rest of your life. Remember, dads, you're not just raising kids right now. You're creating adults and leaders for the future. You can do this, dad. You got this. Hey, next week, join us for our next podcast for rules 7 and 8. And don't forget, sometimes the chaos happens, but you can be that thermostat that changes it. You got this, dad. Go do it. Thanks for joining us. Catch y'all later.
Produced by AutoVita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.